Hi guys, welcome to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have an elementary lesson about one of my favorite foods, Japanese food.
Yes. So There's so many different options with Japanese food.
Yes.
Even if you don't like raw fish, You can still eat Japanese food.
Yes. And actually, Japan has some of the finest restaurants in the world.
Right. Yeah. Some of the best restaurants.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number one is France. Number two is Japan.
Really?
Yeah. In Michelin star restaurants.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, in Vancouver, we have a very famous Japanese restaurant. We'll talk about him maybe a little bit later because he's important here.
He's important, yeah.
But so we have a dialogue between Amy and Jake.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And they're having some Japanese food.
Oh, it's getting me hungry. Well, why don't we take a listen?
Excellent.
Dialogue first time.
Honey, we haven't had Japanese for so long.
That's right. Do you want to split a sashimi platter with salmon, tuna, and sea urchin?
Sounds good. What about sushi?
Let's get a California roll. Love those.
Sure. Do you want some udon or soba noodles?
Let's go with cold soba.
Okay. Everything we've ordered so far is cold. Let's get some hot dishes.
How about chicken teriyaki?
Sure. Shall we also order some gyoza?
I think that's too much food. Maybe just some miso soup.
I'll pass on the miso and get chawanmushi instead.
Dialogue, second time.
Honey, we haven't had Japanese for so long.
That's right. Do you want to split a sashimi platter with salmon, tuna, and sea urchin?
Sounds good. What about sushi?
Let's get a California roll. Love those.
Sure. Do you want some udon or soba noodles?
Let's go with cold soba.
Okay. Everything we've ordered so far is cold. Let's get some hot dishes.
How about chicken teriyaki?
Sure. Shall we also order some gyoza?
I think that's too much food. Maybe just some miso soup.
I'll pass on the miso and get chawanmushi instead. Okay, so that was Jake and Amy ordering some yummy foods.
Yeah, and let me tell you, this food, maybe you know, but it is delicious. Right. So what does Jake suggest first?
He says, do you want to split a sashimi platter?
Yeah, now splitting, what is this about?
It means share.
Yeah, it's kind of, if you can imagine, split is like dividing something. And divide means share.
Right.
Like if you're doing math, if you're splitting, you're dividing. So whenever you go to a restaurant and you want to share it with somebody, let's split it.
Right. Or you can also say, let's split the bill.
Right. Yeah. You're going to share the price.
Half and half.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And each of you pays. And this is an expansion word.
Yes,
so there are more examples down below. Mm-hmm, so check a look.
Yeah. And sashimi.
So sashimi.
Yeah.
Raw fish.
Yeah, just very basic raw fish. It's not cooked.
Right.
And it is, it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here fresh. We have a sashimi platter.
Right. So what's a platter? I think we've seen this before.
We have seen this in the cheese
lesson. In the cheese one. So take a look at that. There's another platter.
Yes. And it just means a platter is a big plate.
Yes.
So if you're cooking turkey, for example, you need a big plate.
Yeah.
It's a big bird.
Mm-hmm.
So that is a big platter of sashimi with different kinds on it.
Yeah. Usually there's different kinds. If you're wondering a good way to remember this word, platter, it's a bigger plate. It looks like plate.
Exactly.
It's bigger.
And what are they going to get on their sashimi platter?
Yeah, Jake wants salmon, tuna, and sea urchin. Now, just be careful. First of all, salmon is spelled S-A-L-M-O-N.
Right, and you do not pronounce the L. It's not salmon.
It's not salmon.
It's salmon.
Salmon.
Right, and I'm sure you guys know Canada's famous for our smoked salmon.
Oh, it's so good.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tuna, big fish.
Yeah, they are big and also delicious.
And sea urchin. Now, you may not have heard this word before. You've seen them, I can guarantee.
Yeah.
You may have eaten it. And it's like a small ball.
Yeah.
Well, not too small. You can fit it in your hand.
Yeah.
But it's very spiky.
Yeah, it's spiky and, you know, they're sharp too.
Sharp.
It will hurt your hand if you touch it.
Right. It looks like it's a ball covered in needles.
Needles. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
usually brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut it open and inside is yellow.
Yeah, yeah. And they are good.
They are good.
Yeah. If you can get through the spikes,
you need sharp scissors.
Mm-hmm. So Amy's happy. She says, sounds good. What about sushi?
Right. So sushi's a little bit different
because
it's usually a roll.
Yes. Yes.
Or some type of wrapped in nori. And nori is the seaweed.
Ah, yes. Okay.
The dried seaweed.
Right. Yeah.
Which you guys may snack on just as a snack.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah, so the sushi is a little bit different. It has rice and the fish.
The fish, yeah.
And then seaweed involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember in Japan, I went to Japan last time and I went to a sushi restaurant and it was so good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, just rice and sashimi.
Yeah.
So good.
Exactly.
So what kinds of rolls are there?
Well, here's a famous one and it's the California roll.
Right.
One of my favorites.
You might see that this is not about Japan. It says California. And
right.
What's the famous city in California?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles. So why is this California? Did they invent it in California? Did they make it in California?
There's two different stories here.
Oh, okay.
There's the one where it was someone in California invented it.
Right.
But this chef in Vancouver, his name is Tojo.
Tojo.
He's so cute. Little Tojo.
Yeah.
He is credited with inventing the California roll.
Yeah, yeah. So people believe that he invented the California roll, a chef from Vancouver.
Right. And
here.
So basically a roll like this is an inside out roll.
Inside out. That's a cool expression. Yeah.
Yes.
So the part that should be on the inside
with
is actually on the outside.
Right.
Yeah.
So with sushi, it's usually the nori or the seaweed on the outside,
right.
Then the rice and then the fish.
Yeah. So like, for example, if you do your laundry and you put on your shirt with the inside on the outside, you say, uh-oh, I put on my shirt inside out.
Funny that you say that.
Okay.
I actually almost walked out my door coming here with my shirt on inside
out. Oh, wow.
Out.
That would have been exciting.
Yes, that was. Luckily, I found it.
So what else does Amy suggest?
Noodles.
Yes.
She's suggesting two kinds of noodles.
Mm-hmm.
First one is udon and soba.
Yeah, and both of these are delicious. I kind of like, well, on a hot day, I like soba. Yeah, yeah.
Udon is usually in a soup, and udon is a thicker, round noodle.
Yeah.
It's still made of flour.
Yes, yes.
To me, it tastes like it's made from rice flour, but it's wheat flour.
Yeah, wheat flour, yeah.
And soba, they're a little bit brown.
Mm-hmm, yeah, they're kind of brown, even a little bit gray sometimes. And they're made from buckwheat.
Buckwheat. So healthy, if you can't eat wheat or bread or things like that, you can eat soba noodles.
Yeah, so if anyone's on a diet, soba is great for dieting.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're no gluten.
Ah, yes, right, no gluten.
Right. Now, so what does Jake decide?
Well, he says, let's go with cold soba. And this is, I love this expression.
Mm-hmm.
It's very useful for you. Go with.
Right. So again, an expansion word.
Yeah, yeah.
And it means let's choose.
Yeah, choose. When you're, it's difficult to make a decision and finally you make a decision that, let's go with that.
Yes.
I don't know. Okay, let's go with cheeseburger.
Yes.
I don't know what I want. Yeah.
Right. So it's basically what about this? What about this?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go with this.
I'll go with that.
I'll choose this.
Right. So just be careful. It can mean like go together with somebody, but if you're choosing something, then it means choose.
Right. And we also saw this in the the cheese lesson as well.
Yeah.
It means pairings. Two things can go well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We've talked about it in terms of clothes, meaning what things match.
Yes. Yeah.
But here it means let's choose.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So then Amy says, everything we've ordered so far is cold.
Right. Grammar point here.
Yeah.
So far.
So far.
Not. Is it talking about, you know, my house is so far from the station?
No, it's not talking about distance. It's not close, not far. It's talking about time.
Right. Mm-hmm. And all it means is up to now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Until this point in time, until this time. Everything we ordered is cold.
Right.
Yeah, so let's get some hot stuff.
Right. Yeah. Some hot dishes.
Yeah.
They're going to eat plates.
Right. No. Yeah, dish means plate, but in a restaurant, dish also means the meal for the food. Yeah.
What it goes on the plate.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So when I go to restaurants, I like to split dishes with people.
Ah, yeah. That's really nice. I love doing that too.
Mm-hmm. So what does Jake suggest?
He suggests teriyaki.
Right.
Chicken teriyaki.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So a couple slight differences in the pronunciation. You can say teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
You can also say teriyaki with more of a Y sound.
Yeah.
Both are fine.
Yeah.
Just say it quickly.
Right. And this yaki actually means fried in Japanese.
And what is it fried in?
Yaki in Japanese means fried.
Right. And the fried things, so the teriyaki. Usually it's mirin, sake. It has soy sauce, and usually a little bit of sugar.
Yes.
You know, if you check out the culture section, it's actually a really good description of everything that goes into a teriyaki sauce.
Right, yeah.
And and here
so
they're
good.
Talking about chicken.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you only have to get chicken?
No, you can get other kinds.
Right, like fish and lamb and pork.
Mm-hmm.
But I think chicken and maybe salmon are very common.
Yeah, especially the chicken teriyaki. Mm-hmm. Love that. So then Amy... well, she's happy with the chicken teriyaki, but she asks if they should order some gyoza.
Gyoza.
Yeah.
So pronunciation again, gyoza is fine or gyoza.
Gyoza. Yeah.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
And you guys know gyoza. Mm-hmm. This is a dumpling.
Yeah. It's just like a
Japanese dumpling.
And they're fried, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. A fried dumpling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And often the two most common, I think, are pork.
Or
vegetable.
I think I like pork better. It is so good.
They're yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jake, they've ordered a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jake says, I think that's too much food.
Yeah, I mean, I would disagree. I think it's perfect, but...
But for two people, that's a lot of food.
I can eat a lot, so...
So what does he suggest?
Yeah, some miso soup. Maybe just some miso soup.
So you guys know miso is just fermented bean soup.
Yeah, and it is delicious. It's a great pairing with some sushi. I always order sushi and miso soup on the side.
See, I'm allergic to soy.
Oh, no.
So no miso soup for me.
Yeah. If you're allergic to soy, don't order miso soup.
Right. And Amy doesn't want miso soup either.
Mm-hmm,
she says, I'll pass on the miso.
Yeah. Pass on just means she's going to say no this time.
I'm going to skip. But you said something interesting. You said this time.
Yeah.
So it means if you invite someone and they say, I'm sorry, I'll pass, it doesn't mean they will always say no.
Right. Yes.
Just this time.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It means I don't want it.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So late at night, I always pass on the coffee, meaning I don't usually have coffee at night.
Yeah. And it's usually if somebody offers you, if someone wants to give you something, oh, thanks, I'll pass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a nice way of saying no.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And then the preposition, of course, there is just on. I'll pass on the miso and get chawamushi.
Right. So I've personally never had chawamushi. It's a fun word to say.
Yeah, it is. That's why I said it like that.
Chawamushi. And basically, it's just egg custard bowl soupy kind of liquidy.
Yeah, you'll have to take a look at this. You'll have to search for a picture of
this. It's in the culture section.
Yes. So take a look at the culture section. It is kind of like a creamy thing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's yummy.
Neither of us have ever tried it, in case you were wondering.
Yes, but there is a picture. Mm-hmm. So now let's take another listen to Jake and Amy talking about Japanese food.
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Honey, we haven't had Japanese for so long.
That's right. Do you want to split a sashimi platter with salmon, tuna, and sea urchin?
Sounds good. What about sushi?
Let's get a California roll. Love those.
Sure. Do you want some udon or soba noodles?
Let's go with cold soba.
Okay. Everything we've ordered so far is cold. Let's get some hot dishes.
How about chicken teriyaki?
Sure. Shall we also order some gyoza?
I think that's too much food. Maybe just some miso soup.
I'll pass on the miso and get chawamushi instead.
Dialogue, second time.
Honey, we haven't had Japanese for so long.
That's right. Do you want to split a sashimi platter with salmon, tuna, and sea urchin?
Sounds good. What about sushi?
Let's get a California roll. Love those.
Sure. Do you want some udon or soba noodles?
Let's go with cold soba.
Okay. Everything we've ordered so far is cold. Let's get some hot dishes.
How about chicken teriyaki?
Sure. Shall we also order some gyoza?
I think that's too much food. Maybe just some miso soup.
I'll pass on the miso and get chawamushi instead. So we just heard about the Japanese food again, and we learned some great things you can order when you go to a Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, for sure. Now, what other kinds of Japanese food do you like to get at a restaurant? And like, do you prefer sushi or teriyaki?
I love tuna sashimi.
Oh, yeah,
it's
me too.
It's my favorite.
Me too, yeah.
It's like butter.
Oh, yeah.
It just melts in your mouth.
Yeah, it's so smooth and soft.
I also, there's something here called a crunch roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So the culture section today will talk about the difference between American foods and American Japanese foods and Japanese foods.
Like real Japanese food.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
So my favorite is called the crunch roll,
okay.
And it's very similar to the California roll.
Ah, okay.
But there's crunchy things on top.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, what about you?
Oh, honestly, yeah, I like avocado rolls, avocado and salmon roll. That's one of my favorite.
I love yam rolls too.
Yeah.
And
they're all good. They're all delicious. So if this is making you hungry, you should probably go out and get some sushi now or some Japanese food. But let us know in the comments any other kinds of food that you'd like to eat.
Right. So what do you have when you go to a Japanese food or a Japanese restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you feel about raw fish?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of people won't eat sushi because of the raw fish.
Yeah.
But let us know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And we would look forward to reading your comments.
Yeah. Talk to you later.
Bye. You'll carry me through.